Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing out there today on a blessed Sabbath day on a Saturday? This is Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. And we're giving honor to the great King today, Jesus. And just looking at where God had brought us, and I have my show subtitled is basically Lifting Up a Standard. And we're living in a time where we're not living by no standards. The kingdom of God has not really been preached like Christ has left. And before I even get into this today, because this is a day that he gave us to worship, the Saturday. The Sabbath was the day that we were to keep holy and honor him. Sunday leads out to nowhere, and that's the time of Constantine, really that Constantine day. And I'm not going to get into a big history lesson on that, but I want to give honor to God today because the simple fact, this was the day he chose for us to worship him. In 321, they changed it. 321 years after Christ and the apostles were gone, it became Sunday. Roman Catholic pretty much had taken over. So let's give a quick prayer and let's get right on into this. Lord, we'd like to thank you for today. Thank you for waking us up and giving us a place to sleep and food to eat. And for all those who did not get that but was blessed with life, to make a way for them, Lord Jesus. And I ask that you would bless the hearers, Lord Jesus, this day. As we give honor to your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you and we ask that you bless this show on this great Sabbath, the day you have chose for us to honor and worship you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And bless the hearers out there to hear the word of God. So my title of the show basically is Lifting Up a Standard. Okay, we're living in this time, and I'm going to read the intro to my thing here, trying to move the screen here. Okay, it says, So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You notice that the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Okay, against the devil and his cohorts, as you see on my beginning of my page, the sliding show. It says, but beloved, this is Jude, and the first one was Isaiah 59:19, Jude 1:17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles and of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last days, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Okay, walking after their own ungodly lust. I had a show about this age of nothing to do with God when the Bible talks about feeding yourself. In other words, this knowledge is coming from their mind and not God. Let me finish with this and we'll get all into that. And Jude, and these be they who separate themselves, sensual, you know, a natural person, not being led by the Spirit, having not the Spirit. It says to the law, and this is Isaiah 8:20, to the law, in other words, the Old Testament, and to the testimony, the New Testament, if they speak not according to this word, you know, notice, according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They do not have the knowledge of God. And see, we're living in that time where it's a time to lift up a standard. What is that standard? What is being missed in this world? You know, and we go and people call the thing, what is church kakuska. When they insert that, when the Bible first began to be translated out into English, and what happened was they used to call it the original people, the reformers, whatever, they called it assembly or congregation. The Roman inserted, because ecclesia cannot be translated into a church, because church means lord or ruler house. So they inserted the word and they made it an edict. One of the pope or kings made it an edict. It's from the Roman Catholic Church, but they made it an edict. I have the name. I'm not going to go back and try to find that material. They made it edict that they do not take the word church out no more. But ecclesia is called out once. This is for all those who are being called out of this world, you know, to be holy and separate themselves and prepared for the kingdom of God. Okay? And he's telling us even in these times that we live, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. Let's look at that in scriptural terms of who was this enemy and what is this? Because when you get to dealing with the enemy, you can find out about where this flood is coming from, this flood of false information. Even though we are in an age and it seems like we got massive information coming at us, it's a flood of false information that we're being overwhelmed with. And so much is out there, these philosophers, having no spiritual value at all. And it's really no earthly good, to be quite honest with you. A lot of it's just common sense stuff they'd be telling you while they take the money out your pocket and you had to go to these buildings, to go to the Lord's or ruler house, instead of, as it was, we used to come together in the building as countrymen, fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. Okay, let's look at this flood, because it was after the kingdom of God, because you find out when we start off in Revelation, and I'm still at lifting up a standard, but laying the foundation on which I'm talking about. Revelations 12:1, it said, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, okay, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." A crown of 12 stars. So we're talking about Israel, the kingdom of God, okay, the nation of the great king. Verse 2 says, "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon." Who was that red dragon? I'm going to jump just to clarify that. "Having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head." This is his kingdom. This is who's leading the world today. But verse 9, just to see who the dragon is talking about. In chapter 12, it says, And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan." See who that is? "Which deceiveth," E-T-H, when you see E-T-H in Old English, it means a continuous act. "So which deceiveth the whole world." That's what he's doing right now. He's in the process. It's misleading the whole world off into a false kingdom, false beliefs. "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him." Scripture, we can show where that when that happened. But it goes on, you see, though, so when we see these 10 horns and 7 heads, the 7 heads became visible during the time of World War II, in our time. People look for that. And I run over that, and I'm going to finish the scripture just to show you. It is kingdoms. This is his kingdom. He's all the world ruled. This is where he rules throughout the world. This is his kingdom. That first kingdom to come was Germany. And I talk about this in my book called The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Rise of the Antichrist and the Return of Christ. You get that at Amazon, but it tells you about this in more detail and depth. But the book is The Revival of the Roman Empire. Push you forward to this. Okay, so the first one was Germany. And then there was Benito Mussolini, okay? And then there was Hiroshito, that's 3. And then you had the other 3, which was Joseph Stalin, Franklin Roosevelt, and Winston Churchill, that's 6. And then the one that's down that came alive really was Vineyard, but they were finally ratifying their constitution, is the EU, the European Union. That's 7 heads. Okay, there's a 7 world rulerships that is under Satan control. The 10 horns is your Western EU. And you got to recognize those crowns representing world dominance. So that's his government system. This is Satan's government system, you know. So when we're looking at that, because he's talking about a particular nation, but yet in this world also, looking at this, what he said about America in itself. And this is Revelations 18:4, and still looking, pushing towards lifting up a standard. "Then I heard another voice of heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her place of God divine judgment. See, America, but yet the world also. Come out of her. You know, this is Satan's kingdom, the influence. And America's leading that influence. And he says, come out, because the God divine judgment is up on this world. That's what we're seeing. The earth is now full with violence, like it talked about in Genesis 6. You know, it's full of violence. Okay, so going back, looking at, these are two kingdoms. The first is Israel, led by the King of Kings, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Israel, with the 12 tribes, as the world dominance, as he's coming back to usher in his authority for the whole world and all humanity. Jesus, the King who gave his life for us. You know, that he may take, he was a sin offering for us. He took what was supposed to, our penalties, he put up on his own back to make a way up for us in his kingdom, to make a time of acceptance in his kingdom. But here we go. Let's go ahead. It said, and verse 4 said, and his tail drew the third parts of the stars of heaven, in other words, the angels, and they did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, Christ's kingdom, Israel, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child. Notice that, talking about to destroy Jesus during the time of Herod. That was Satan in action. He knew the great king had come. He sent the army out there and ran to kill all the kids, trying to make sure he caught Jesus. Like, I think it was an age or two. I'm not looking at that right now, but every two or four, however many years and under, and killed all the kids trying to catch Jesus. But Jesus had already slipped down with his stepfather, or Joseph. This is called Joseph because the Bible don't call him step, but it's Joseph and Mary, his mother, down into Egypt, escaping this, which the devil was trying to do to him. It says, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. That's what I'm talking about. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations. See, he is the world's true king, with a rod of iron. And you know, and her child was caught up unto God, into his throne. So Jesus now is awaiting to return. So we see that these are two kingdoms. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and stop there. If you read on, you find out there was war in heaven. And you know, when it said, it goes on, I read on and I'll jump from there. Okay, and see how God leads this. But anyway, it said, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God. Okay? Israel is in the wilderness, in the unknown throughout the world, that they should feed her 1,260. And there was war in heaven. You hear that? There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, against the devil. And the dragon fought angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon, that devil, was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He's misleading the world off into a false new world order right now through Pope Francis and the Antichrist that are sitting over in the Middle East. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, see, there's a time this happened. Now has come salvation, the day of Pentecost, and strength in the kingdom of our God. The kingdom of our God, never was talking about that inserted word, Kakusa, it is Kakusa, the Latin slang that means Lord or ruler house, a government entity that when you become a preacher, you go down and register at the courthouse. The kingdom of God has no need to register with this earthly government. Okay, in the power of his Christ, the Holy Ghost, okay, and for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Where is that blood? I'll tell you that if I could get to it today. And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. So therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. He knows his time is coming to an end, because he knows that he it has but a short time, so he is trying to destroy all mankind and put us in the worst position we could possibly be on this earth so that we would curse God. Okay, that's his job. That's what he's after. It said, when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, the kingdom of God, the nation of Israel. Not this fake nation of Israel. I know people, everybody, I'm not talking about the Israel that you see over today, because biblically, Israel, when it says it returns, it will be peace. And if anybody messed with them, God would rain fire. So there's a problem with that particular Israel you're looking at today. There's some deception going on with these Jewish people who are really Edoms or Edomites. So, you know, they're Esau's children. And that's a story in itself, which brought forth the man child. Okay, he went after them. He went after this world, this nation. It said, and the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into her wilderness, into her place where she is nourished. She is being nourished right now for a time, times, and a half a time, 3.5 years from the face of the serpent. In other words, that is the time of the Antichrist, when the true nation of Israel shall reappear. That was a strange thing. It has principles in there. And sometimes it highlights different times. So you see times, times and a half. So Israel has not really, the true Israel has not really been revealed yet to this world. Okay? Listen to what it said. It said that she might fly into the wilderness. She's in the unknown. Nobody know where they at. The true Israelites. Into her place where she is nourished. She's being nourished. Fed with the word of God, being enlightened for a time, times, and a half a time from the face of the serpent. So she's waiting to appear during the time of the rise of the Antichrist. And that serpent cap, now look, I'm going to stop right there because you jump over to verse 13. And I'm going to pick up, we're still dealing with a standard, because I'm going to deal with the standards of getting in the kingdom and what's wrong with the day. Why is the word of God absent from people? Okay, I'm going to go at verse 2. You go back up, you see at verse 13, not verse 10, 13, Revelation 13. And I saw up on the seas and saw a beast rise up out of the sea having, look at this, 7 heads, 10 horns. Just talk about the government of the Antichrist, Satan's government. And up on his head, 10 crowns, the Western EU. And up on her head, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his world dominance, and his seat of great authority. This is the Antichrist. Okay? And his power is going to come from Satan. This is the 10 horns, 7 heads, the crowns. As I read in chapter 11 in Revelation, okay, and I saw one of his heads as it were, as, notice it didn't really happen, but as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wounds were healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, after the Antichrist, and they worshiped the dragon, the devil, see, submitting. Worship, people get worship mixed up with praise. They think praise is, praise is when you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But worship is to submit yourself to the word of God. That's worshiping. So the world is submitting to the ways of Satan, Islam, Sharia law, all these false religions that you see, ISIS and all that. They are submitting to the devil. And the worst, they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, unto the Antichrist. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who was able to make war with him. And there was given unto him, notice this, a mouth speaking great things, blasphemies. Power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now that goes back to time, times and a half. 3.5 years is 42 months. Okay? And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwelleth in heaven, to blaspheme, and they're going to speak evil the name of Jesus, blaspheming God's name. As I said, Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. That's John chapter 5, and I believe it's 43, and then it's John 17 and 6. He said, I have revealed my Father's, I have manifested my Father's name unto these men. They did not use the name Jehovah. They used the name Jesus Christ. So there is the true name of God. So he's going to speak evil of his name, of the name of Jesus. Okay, and it showed, and he said, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. The new world order, people, that's who's going to lead it. Now, getting back to where we were at on verse 15, I got jumping from chapter 13. I read Revelation 13, 1 through 7. And it's written in reversal because you see how the false prophet, Pope Francis, is making away from him if you read that whole thing. And then I was reading Revelation 12. And now I'm going back to what is verse 15. And said, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. So when the enemy should come in like a flood. Now notice what he says. And the serpent cast out of his mouth as a water after the a flood after the woman, that he may cause her to be carried away. That's where all these philosophers are coming from. When Jesus told us, when he was sitting there and the disciples asked, when shall be the end of all this evil? And you restore the kingdom of Israel. Let's look at that jump, and I'm going to go back to that, and I'm going to get into the rest of Scripture as God shall lead. Matthew 24. He says, as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming in the end of this world, another end of all this foolishness. And Jesus answered and said unto him, this flood, take heed that no man deceive you. Pay close attention. Let no one mislead you. For many that flood shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, where is the truth out there, people? We got so many religions, even like my slides, we've been bombarded with falsehoods. Now we got the information highway. Now there's science. When the enemy should come in like a flood, all these false teachers misleading the world, telling you every other way and not realizing he didn't come to establish these different churches. He came to establish one kingdom. There is but one gospel. Okay, there's not a gospel. There's what the gospel, not multiple people. So you see where this flood is coming from, when the enemy should come in like a flood. And the earth opened, this is back to chapter 12, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The dragon cast out of his mouth. So when you see these people, when you see people with their false teachings, you know where they come from. Listen to what it says. This is John 8 and 42. Jesus said to him, if you were of my father, okay, he's dealing with these Edomites. Let's start at verse 41. If that ye do the deeds of your father, then said they to him, we have not been born of a fornicator. We have one father, God. Jesus said unto them, if you were of your father, you were love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came of myself, but he sent Jesus to us. He sent him to be that sinful offer. So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave him as a ransom to be able to redeem man from what Adam and Eve had did at that tree. See, people look at the tree and say, they ate an apple. No, they broke several commandments. They broke about seven commandments, and I think it's only three left because, first of all, Eve was coveting. That's how Satan got her. She was looking at something, desiring something that was not rightfully for her to have. She wasn't supposed to be bothering it. Secondly, at that tree, they stole. They disobeyed their parents. Okay? They put another god before God. Okay? Satan blasphemed. You know, you got to look, you compare your Ten Commandments and think about what happened there. It was deeper than just eating a fruit. They broke seven commandments standing there. And Satan brought death on a human family from that point through Eve. He said, going on, and as he said, he sent Jesus, though, to fix the mess, to destroy the very works of the devil. John A. said, And why do ye not understand my speech? Because ye cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father, the devil. Look what he says. Ye are of your father, the devil. All those philosophers, many, the flood that came out of his mouth, these falsehoods, these philosophers, religionists, all of the stuff that does not, is not what is not the gospel, that one truth, the kingdom of God. Okay, and ye of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. In the Garden of Eve, he killed Adam and Eve. In the bold, not in truth. He didn't abide in the truth because there is no truth in him. There is no reality in him. There's no clarity of what is going on. It's all about deception, falsehood. You follow him, and none of what he's doing is real. Okay? There's no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So all these false teachings, the flood, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, there it is, right there for you people. And so he goes after the woman to cause her to be carried away. And he's in, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up. See, all these faith people show that that ain't it. Helped the flood, and the dragon cast out of his mouth, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep, look at, the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, here's where we're at. Time is kind of winding down on me. The kingdom. Let's look at this. Remember the testimony of Jesus Christ. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, we were to lift up a standard, and it was a way and process of procedure we were not to violate. And John 3:3 tells us that for that beginning, born again, was the first step of the kingdom. Lift up a standard. If you're not born again, you're not a part of this. Lift up a standard. Okay, and the first part of that standard was, first of all, you have to be baptized, because Matthew 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized. Never said believe alone, but he that believeth and is baptized. So you got John, and Jesus answered in 3:3, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see, notice that, see the kingdom of heaven. He can't comprehend it. The kingdom of God, I mean, he cannot understand it. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. You have to become a new creature. Okay? So when a person receives the Holy Ghost, when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, okay? Let's look at Revelation 19 and show you what the testimony of Jesus is. Is that in verse 10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, to submit himself. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, and that have the testimony of Jesus. What is that? And worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It is the ability to understand the word of God. So he told people they had to be born again. So that goes back into some of my earlier teachers I was talking about. And basically, you have to be born again, so that means you got to go down, Acts 2:38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sin. There is the blood. They overcome him by the blood. Revelation 1:5, he washed them, washed their sins in his own blood. So the blood is in the name. When they call it out over you, you're fully submerged in water. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The receiving of the Holy Ghost, chapter 17 of Luke says, for the kingdom of God is within you. Said it will come without observance. So that is the birth of the kingdom. That is how you begin your walk. Okay? You have to be born again. And then was being neglected by the people. He said, study to show thyself approved. The people will not pick up their Bible. And I'm going to have to continue this because I can see this is not study to show thyself approved, because the simple fact that that's a process that's being missed. But that first standard is simply to be born again, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost. That is the beginning of your walk. You ain't in this if you ain't never been baptized in Jesus' name. Sometimes it takes a while to get the Holy Ghost, but if you ain't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ has not been applied to your life, stop letting people lie to you, people. Once again, I thank you guys for coming out. You should hear back from me Wednesday. If I feel a move of God, I'll do some more before that. But other than that, plan on 12 o'clock Wednesday. And it's going to be called, I'll put the name in there. You guys will see this. Join my page, the Revolutionary Gospel News. We're going to get on the following list. And on Facebook, I got a group called the Road to Armageddon, which I'll keep people posted on the next time of my show. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out again. It's Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a blessed Sabbath. I ask that God bless your hearing. Study the word. Don't just take my word for it. Write the scriptures down and see if what I'm saying is true or not. All right, you guys have a good day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bye, everybody.